California spent $24 billion in the homeless crisis, but the problem didn't really improve in many cities. What happened? Don't really know. This is per an auditor's report. Yeah, isn't that special? So it's California, though, right? What did you expect? California GOP leaders are calling for more accountability. And that's after an audit released earlier this week indicating that the state spent $24 billion to tackle the homeless crisis over the past 5 years, but it did not consistently track, or really track at all, after 2021, whether the huge outlay of public money did anything to actually improve the problem. Let's just spend the money willy-nilly like there is no tomorrow. Shenanigans style. Let's do that, but let's not really have much in the way of accountability. Today, we're launching the largest giveaway this channel has ever offered. All thanks to the sponsor of this video, Vanish Holsters. Many of you know I often find myself in some pretty hairy situations. Whether it's covering events in places like the Chop Zone in Seattle amidst mostly peaceful protests, or navigating through precarious homeless encampments. I've had my concealed weapons permit for several years, but my biggest hurdle to overcome has been I don't want to carry one more piece of awkward gear while I'm trying to film in a dangerous situation. But that all changed when I discovered the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. This isn't just any holster. It's my personal protection solution and today's video sponsor. The thing I like about it is that it's super comfortable, yet still discreet. It only weighs like 6 ounces, but it's made of super durable Cordura material that won't chafe against your skin. Put it on and forget about it until you need it. It works for 99% of all semi-auto pistols in the market, and it can be set up in multiple positions for both right-hand and left-handers. It's got a non-penetrable trigger guard and 2 utility or magazine pouches. Throw it on under a loose t-shirt and nobody knows it's there but you. And with 100% money-back guarantee, there's zero risk if you don't think it's a great daily carry solution. So all you have to do is click in the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. And Vanish Holsters is hooking you up. They're going to knock off $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys using my special link below. And here's that huge giveaway I was talking about. And Vanish Holsters is giving away this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck for free to one lucky American who buys one of these amazing holsters through June 3rd. Don't miss out. Buy a holster today. Let's raid this bad boy. So California spent $24 billion and they don't really know what happened to it, where it went, or if it was effective. Yeah, that seems like a pretty standard California issue, right? Shenanigans in California. California GOP leaders are calling for more accountability after an audit released earlier this week indicated that the state spent around $24 billion to tackle the homeless crisis over the past 5 years, but it did not consistently or at all really track whether the huge outlay of public money did anything to actually improve the problem. Where'd all the money go? Where do you think all the money went? You think it maybe went into the salaries of all these NGOs, and then they helped out all the other NGOs helping the NGOs? Doesn't it seem like the NGOs are basically the problem themselves? Because if you spent $24 billion on the homelessness crisis, don't you actually think things would have gotten better? And they have not, have they? They have not gotten better. So the state's auditor report found that despite roughly $24 billion on homeless and housing projects during the 18 to 23 fiscal years, the problem didn't improve. Did it improve anywhere? Did it get better? Seems like all the reports and, you know, all the folks that are reporting out of California, I mean, LA, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Fresno, Bakersfield, and money's being spent, but not on getting rid of the tents, not getting people into, you know, housing, not getting people into the mental institutions they need to be getting into. Because this is really just more of a housing first thing. Okay, we can just get all these addicts and criminals and mentally unstable individuals that have real mental issues, we could just get them into housing, all of this will just get better. And it just won't. And this is a really good example of that not happening. Per an audit, per a state auditor's report. Among other things, the report found that the California Interagency Council on Homelessness, that's the CAL-ICH, which is responsible for coordinating agencies and allocating resources for the homelessness programs, it stopped tracking whether the programs were working in 2021. It just stopped. They just stopped tracking. I mean, that is shocking. I mean, could you imagine a private entity doing that? So how are things going? How are things going, guys and gals? Oh, they're going really good. Can you show us some results? Yeah. No. How come? Well, I mean, we just stopped. We just stopped seeing, you know, the metrics that tell us whether things are going in the right direction or the wrong direction. And based on looking at the streets of California, I would say it is not going in the right direction. Right? It also failed to collect and evaluate outcome data for these programs due to the lack of a consistent method, the audit found. So you don't have a plan to track this stuff. That's your excuse? I mean, that's shocking, isn't it? But hey, it's California. Keep voting blue. I'm sure it'll get better. Don't look to your politicians for any type of accountability, because all they do is really talk about transparency. But you know, the proof is in the pudding. How much transparency and how much oversight was there on this $24 billion that was spent? Well, who knows, because they stopped tracking the programs in 2021, 3 years ago. Huh. Okay. Well, why'd you do that? I don't know. They just didn't really have a program that worked. Yeah, we're just spending the money. Spend. It's all good, though. It's all good. It's government money. I mean, it's free, right? It's like the Obama phone. Remember the Obama phone? Get me an Obama phone. So California Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher, he laid the blame squarely on the Newsom administration. There's a lot of folks that want to blame Gruesome Newsom, aren't there? Yeah. And then Newsom will come out of his corner going, what happened here? Where did all that money be spent? Who is responsible for this homelessness crisis? This is an outrage. We've got to get to the bottom of this. And it's just a bunch of finger pointing, right? They did it. I have concerns. This is concerning. This is standard Gavin Newsom. It'd make a splashy announcement, waste a bunch of taxpayer money, and completely fail to deliver, Gallagher said in a statement to Fox News Digital. All right, so when Biden drops out of the race because, health issues, when he drops out of the race and Gruesome Newsom becomes the front runner for the Democrats in 2024 elections, What's the rest of the country kind of going to look in on Newsom and go? Are they going to say, oh, yeah, he's done a stellar job. He's done a great job in California. Hey, just look at that $24 billion they spent. And, the results speak for themselves, don't they? No, people are just going to keep voting blue because that's what they're doing. And then expect a different result and go, oh, I have great concern. Oh, what happened? Californians are tired of the homeless crisis. And they're even more tired of Gavin's excuses. We need results, period, full stop. You just get all this circular talk and zero action. And the people in California, this is on the people of California. Because folks in California, you have voted for these elected officials making these decisions that have the inability to actually account for where the money is being spent. Yeah, you voted those folks in. So this is on you. This didn't just magically happen. It's like Seattle, same deal. Got all these knuckleheads running around going, Black Lives Matter and defund the police. You guys are the ones that created all the clusters with the elected officials. You think Shama Sawant, straight up socialist in our city council, she's no longer there, and our city council is getting way better. But, when you vote folks nut jobs like that in to government office, when you vote folks in California, that have a history of just, I mean, before Gruesome Newsom was governor, he was mayor of San Francisco. Look how well San Francisco has turned out, right? And then every mayor since is, I blame it on him. I blame it on her. I blame it on them. Republican State Senator Roger Neilio has called the audit troubling and probably has concerns about the troubling results of the audit, but told Fox News Digital that he wasn't terribly surprised. I don't think anybody is. It's just the magnitude of the amount of money. You know, Newsom will come out and he'll have some statement where he says, oh, you know what? It's not that bad. I mean, we just weren't accounting for, you know, $22.5 billion. We did account for $1.5 billion. That's pretty good for government work, isn't it? The one issue I had with the audit was that the focus was mostly on housing and shelter issues. Yeah, okay. Which is certainly important, but really very little about the actual results. Getting people out of homelessness, not just into shelter, he said. That's sort of half the job. Maybe not even quite half the job. And so that was a little bit of a disappointment. No matter how much money you spend right now on all these homelessness issues out there, unless you start to really take a deep dive into mental health care, meaning working with people that are just whacked out of their mind for because they've either been on drugs or because they're mentally, you know, have got some severe mental issues. Until you start working that end of things, or until you start really going down the addiction crisis that we have. But you can't do either one of those because we jumped out all of our mental institutions and we're still following this harm reduction policy, which is people just gotta, you know, when they get to that point where they're wanting to get sober, then that's what they'll do. But before that, you know, our hands are tied. You can't involuntarily commit anybody anywhere. Meanwhile, you've just got a bunch of effing lunatics running around. I was reading a story this morning. I forget where it was, but is that Seattle? That could have been. It could have been Seattle. Somebody who was whacked out of their minds. I don't even think they were on drugs. They're just, you know, they belong in a mental institution, medicated, you know, trying to get them some stability in their lives. But what had happened is this person was running around saying they were going to kill a bunch of people and they were threatening to kill people. Just some homeless person, just, you know, mental case. Literally, they belong in an institution somewhere, medicated because they are a threat to society. Well, they threatened a bunch of people, and then they actually took a rock, a boulder the size of a basketball, and threw it at this lady's head. And she had to get like 10 big staples to pull her skull back together. But then, you know, this person was thrown into the criminal system because they had, you know, basically an attempted murder, but the person wasn't able to get stable long enough for them to be criminally charged. So they got 1 year in a mental institution and then a judge who really had to scrape together to basically get them into a further institution, but that only lasts for 2 years. Meanwhile, the charges on this person for throwing a basketball-sized boulder at somebody else's head and hitting them, those charges were dropped because the legal system couldn't move forward because this person was mentally insane and not able to stand trial. So you've got all these situations going on and you've got the blind leading the blind as far as anybody really getting anything done. Democrat State Senator Dave Cortese, who requested the audit last year after touring a large homeless encampment in San Jose, said that the audit highlights the need for improved data and greater transparency at both the state and local levels. I am so tired of hearing about transparency because we don't have any, right? We don't have any. There's none. There's none. So why even kid ourselves? If we had transparency, we would fire everybody in this whole light, in this whole line of the homeless crisis. It'd just be fired, 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 incompetent and fired, moron fired, knucklehead fired. You created shenanigans, you're fired, and take your buddy with him. You're fired. You'd fire them all, right? Unfortunately, there is a balkanized approach to data collection and outcomes with no centralized system for tracking our investments. It's a good way to say there's zero accountability for this $24 billion that was spent. Huh. Taxpayers in California, do you feel that you pay, you know, a lot in taxes? And I answer for you, yes, because the answer is yes, you do. And so based on that, would you like to see, you know, a little bit of accountability for the hard-earned money that you're, you know, it's being taken from you in taxation to fund these projects? Now, if you really cared, you'd stop voting blue, right? You just would. But that's not where you're going. Oh, we have compassion. We love our fellow human being. But man, we are bad with money. No accountability. Zero transparency. Zero. Because I just don't know where it all went. Just, I left. It's like, you know, you hate to say it, but you know, when somebody passes away and people always refer to it as, we've lost this relative of ours. But you didn't lose them. They died. You know what I mean? It's like, just that person died. They are no longer with us. We lost them. Where'd they go? Where did you lose them? Yeah. And I'm making an example of this whole transparency thing. There is none. You know, we didn't lose anybody. And it wasn't because of lack of transparency. It's just you did such a piss poor job on the follow-up. Nothing happened. So this audit underscores the urgent need to establish best practices. Maybe you should have established best practices before you spent the 24 large, right? And create a blueprint for how the state of California and our cities can address our most visible challenge, homelessness. I don't understand how these politicians get elected, you know, year after year. You're like, what? They didn't do jack. They did nothing. But you know what? If you want to just keep voting that same way, keep voting blue. I'm sure at some point in time, you're going to hit it out of the park, right? Because, yeah, that isn't the definition of crazy or anything. Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and expecting a different result. That's not definition of crazy or anything. Oh, it is? Yeah, okay, it is. Former Major League Baseball All-Star Steve Garvey, who's running against Representative Adam Schiff in California's U.S. Senate race as a Republican. Could you imagine a Republican getting elected in one of these, you know, big liberal cities in California? I'm going to answer it for you. No. So Steve Garvey said it would take real political courage to make necessary changes. Because you're going to have to rock the boat. You're going to have to rock the boat. You're going to have to do some unpopular things. Nobody's willing to do that because they're going to take a real beat down. Since day one, I've advocated for a federal audit of California's homelessness crisis, he said. I'm glad that the state has done this, but now we need real political courage to make necessary changes. 100% agreed, Steve. That's not going to happen. It's just not happening. It's not what we're doing in 2024. Our unhoused people and our taxpayers deserve real results, not more failed policies. 100% correct. How are you going to get there, though? That's the real question, right? You're going to move people into housing, but make it mandatory that they get into a drug treatment program? You're going to do that? You're not? Yeah, no, you're not. Despite the audit's findings, Cal ICH, they said it has made improvements in data collection, and we've improved it. Yeah. After AB 977 took effect on January 1st, 2023, the law requires that grantees of state-funded homelessness programs to enter specific data elements related to individuals and families into their local homeless management information system. Bottom line is, their accounting system doesn't work. It's just not working. You don't have all the pieces of the puzzle to put together. Everybody's like, it's their fault. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's not our fault. Not our fault. Shift that blame. Still, Cal ICH is shifting blame to local government, saying that these municipalities must be held more accountable as they are the ones primarily responsible for implementing these programs and collecting data on outcomes that the state can use to evaluate program effectiveness. The bottom line here is that if they were actually having some impact on the homelessness issue, they'd be spending themselves out of a job. You get rid of homelessness, you don't need all these NGOs. You don't need all these coalitions on, well, you just need more housing and we need more coordination. more transparency, more accuracy in accounting, all this, you know, ridiculous nonsense where at the, you know, end of the day, they just needed programs that worked, not the ones that they're spending the $24 billion on. Those aren't working. And you know how you can know? Go out in the streets of LA and take a look around. How's that working out? Yeah, not all that well, right? Not all that well. The city continues to improve its ability to ensure that taxpayer dollars are spent judiciously and effectively. So $24 billion, and you don't know where it went, and that is judicious and effective. Private business, that's not really considered a thing. Fired. We'd all be fired for your shenanigans, including the governor, including by providing technical support to local jurisdictions to help align data standards and reporting. So they got to figure out how they can get, you know, some kind of measurement. But it doesn't seem like that's ever really going on. Here in Seattle, it seems like the minute they clean one encampment up, just another, those people just move. And without really getting to the bottom of so much of it, which I believe is addiction and mental health care issues, and a bunch of lazy people that don't want to work, till you start making it mandatory for those people to either be in psychiatric wards or detox and treatment, till you start making that mandatory, nothing is really going to change. Because why would these people want to change? So many of these programs, down in Portland, you had a program where at the, you know, needle exchange, you could go in and exchange your needle. Then you could get in contact with, you know, a hotline. And in Portland, if you get busted for a drug misdemeanor, you could call a hotline and, you know, see about getting some treatment. The fraction of people that call into those hotlines that are the genius idea of people trying to eradicate the whole homelessness issue and people that are whacked out of their gourd on drugs. You know, nothing's going to change because they don't think it through, which is these people are already on drugs. They're not going to make a change one day and go, you know what? I'm smoking a gram of meth, or I'm smoking whatever, snorting a gram of coke a day. I'm smoking 45 blues every day. People doing that aren't going to make rational decisions to improve on their sobriety. In fact, they go the opposite direction, which is they just go ham on the drugs until they die or a family member bails them out or whatever. But those stories are few and far between. We've got the issue of Steve Irwin in Seattle. He's the guy with the excavator and clearing out a park, doing a little, you know, he's doing a little bit of logging to make himself a cabin. And then he's also doing some mining in the park. He's digging for gold. He's digging for diamonds in a Seattle city park. It's, you know, he's got a different lens as an outlook to the world. And I just read a news article saying we need to have more empathy for the homeless. F that. We don't. You need to throw their asses with tough love into jail or treatment. Period. That's what you need to do. But nobody's willing to do that. Well, we just don't have enough treatment centers. You can get into treatment centers. People can get into treatment centers, but you got to want to. And these folks don't want to. Therefore, they need to be helped along with that process. And same exact deal in California. You've just allowed these folks to operate in the fringes of society and just do whatever they want. And sometimes these people, I mean, they literally should not be there because they're so whacked out of their minds. They can't make rational decisions. I was watching a Soft White Underbelly the other day. Yeah, the storyline was that there was this one chick. I can't remember what she did. She a prostitute? I don't remember. She was saying that she had taken so much meth at one point in time that 3 months after having quit her current meth addiction, she was still experiencing psychosis. So many of these people that are on this, you know, train wreck of drugs and mental illness, they're whacked out of their minds way after they've stopped injecting anything into their systems. And so there's this real long-term, you know, time frame that you need to allot to people to get not only just sober, but even when they're sober, they're still just so cracked out, for lack of a better word, methed out, whatever it might be, that there's no way that they can reel things back in time to really get their head on straight without some just enormous amounts of counseling, medication, get on their meds, whatever it might be. And a bunch of these people, I think, are mentally harmed from the amount of drugs that they're doing that these communities have enabled. Here you go. Here's a pipe. Here's some clean needles. Here's whatever it is that you need. Everything but the drugs themselves, right? It's wild. And then California spends $24 billion and they can't really work out where the money went. Yeah, that seem about right. That seem about par for the course for California shenanigans. Yep. 100%. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thanks so much for being here. I'd love to have you subscribe, hit that notification bell, hit the like button for this video, and I will see you on the next one. Bye for now.